This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. We've been lucky in the upper Midwest, while other parts of the country have suffered unimaginable destruction due to storms. We've seen just mostly some downed trees, but perhaps the wind didn't seem like it should be so strong as to knock that 20-year-old maple tree down. And you're thinking, they just don't make them like they used to. The problem could really have started a long time ago. Indeed, in the tree's infancy. When plants, in particular trees and shrubs, are grown in containers, there's a tendency for their roots to circle inside the container. The longer they're in it, the worse the problem is. However, that's not the real issue. That happens at planting time. As I've been advocating for years, you must root prune any tree or shrub without mercy when you plant them. I have a video from Leif Kinect, a tree expert that I shot with him a few years ago on GardenBite.com, as well as my own video. When you plant a tree or shrub without loosening those roots and cutting out those that are circled around the root ball, you're killing the plant slowly. And not softly either. That's a song reference that some of you may remember. And then comes mulch. A contractor hires someone to plant trees in a housing development or a business. They apply mulch like a volcano. This is an absolute no-no and makes a master gardener want to pull over and wrench that mulch away from the trunk. Always think donut when mulching and spread it out where you want the roots to grow. As my good friend, arborist Faith Applequist explains, piling mulch high against the trunk creates the ideal conditions for growing roots where they don't belong, against the trunk. Roots follow the path of least resistance, encircling the trunk, never changing direction into the soil. I'll have more on all of that on GardenBite.com. And find Garden Bite on Facebook. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.